little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hi, this is Laurel, and the song is called Too Far.
Today's guest on the Sessions at Midori House is Southampton-bred and London-dwelling musician Laurel. The young singer has been writing music for most of her life, from folk tunes to pop numbers, and put out her EP Park late last year. I'll be chatting with the woman herself in just a bit, but first let's have some music. Here's Laurel.
Clenched teeth stare at the ceiling. I know how you're feeling, baby, it's alright. I don't want you just for the season, but you left for a reason. Couldn't see the end in sight. Oh, star, maybe when we're older, we could try this over, get a place with a view. Or maybe we'll just get lazy. Tell me, bitch, you're just crazy. I wish I never knew you. We're taking it too far. Getting more than I paid for. But when you talk like that, you're so. Speak to me. We take it in too far. Been working you like a day job, but it's too much for the payroll, if I'm being real. He thinks I'm sweet like sugar, but I'm sick when a week gonna call it quits. Maybe that's how I feel now. Oh, star, maybe when we're older, we could try this over, get a place with a view. Grow me up like a flower in the city summer, so I can bloom with you. We're taking it too far. Getting more than I paid for. But when you talk like that, it's all I can believe. And then I'm on my back. You said shut up and don't speak to me. We're taking it too far.
Laurel, thank you so much for playing for us today on the Sessions at Midori House.
No worries.
Now, you've been playing music for most of your life, haven't you? Did you always know that you wanted to make a career out of it?
Yeah, pretty much. I think since I was really, really young, that's all I've really wanted to do. I guess there's a difference, so when you're a bit younger, it's more like a dream, and then I guess as you get older, you kind of start figuring out, oh, is this something I can actually do as a career?
Since you started releasing music, you've kind of varied in genre, I suppose. You've gone, I guess you started out a bit folky, and then you went maybe sort of cinematic pop kind of vibes, and now you've gone a bit sort of indie, a bit grungier. What has spurred your change in style as you've been going along?
I guess I would say it's quite a thing about the culture around me. So I've obviously started making music when I was quite young, and since then a lot has changed in my life. I've been in a lot of different places, had a lot of different friends, a lot of different circles. Been in London as well, and there's so much going on in London. I really think that the reason my music has changed so much is because the culture around me is changing, and I'm getting involved in more stuff and different things and finding out more things around me. I know that sounds weird, I don't know how to explain it really, but I think your music changes with the environment that you put yourself in.
I think that's quite a nice thing about somebody who's making music so young, is that you can kind of see how their tastes are developing as they make their own music.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird though, obviously, as like you get older and you've got like this back catalogue of like very different stuff to what you're into at the moment, and you're like, oh, I don't want to hear that.
So how do you feel about looking back on those early tracks?
Definitely still proud of it all, because you have to be really, but I do find it hard to listen to some of the stuff, I won't lie.
On your new EP, Park, the final song is a demo and it's just you on the guitar. Is that how all your songs start out?
Pretty much, yes. I write all of my songs on the guitar and then I kind of produce them up afterwards, usually, apart from a couple of exceptions. But that's how I write. And then Goodbye, I tried doing some other stuff with it. I've tried messing about with it. And I even tried just recording it in exactly the same way again and again in like a more controlled situation, like in a studio setup. But it just never sounded as good as the first time I wrote it and just sung it really quickly because I was about to go out, and that demo is the best I think it ever sounded, so that's why we released that one.
Sometimes it's good just to keep it simple.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you get a bit of magic and you can't really recreate that sometimes. The song is called Hurricane. I said, baby, bring the weather with you, raging, driving down the south coast after dark, and I wonder if I'll ever see you again. You're painted in the pictures in my heart, but I try to play cool cause we just got started. I'm only 22 and you're kinda loose, but I like how you are. Hey, hey, he's a hurricane and I'm riding on the wind again. He's my heart and I'm not worried when he's not around. You're right back, it comes back. I wait up to see you, and every time I dream, I get to meet you again. It's like 24/7. Hot in love. There's a certain darkness to your soul, but I gotta be the one to make you feel whole. Living in the city with you, baby, saying life is tough. Wake me up with your rising sun, yeah. He's a hurricane and I'm riding on the wind again. He's my heart and I'm not worried when he's not around. You're right back, it comes back. And I'm riding on the wind again. He's my heart and I'm not worried when he's not around. You're right back, it comes back.
And you self-produce a lot of your stuff, don't you?
Yeah, everything actually. So doing everything on my own. I've done a lot of the mixing so far as well, and even mastered a couple of the tracks.
How are you finding that whole process?
Yeah, it's fun. I would prefer it. I find it really frustrating when I'm put in a situation with other people. So for me, it's quite liberating to just be on your own and be able to do whatever you want.
What about in the future collaborations of the people that you would want to collaborate with on tracks?
I guess I'd love to collaborate with some artists. Like, I love hip-hop music, so I'd love to do stuff with, like, Tyler, the Creator, or someone that is my favourite artist maybe ever is, like, Mac DeMarco. So if there was ever any options to work with them guys, I think I would be pretty into that.
Doing a live show with Mac DeMarco would be a lot of
That'd
fun.
That would be amazing. I've been to a few of his live shows, and it's just, like, my favourite thing in the world.
Oh, they're a lot of fun. I've also been to his live shows, and they are great. Lots of face paint.
I know. He's kind of inspired me, though. Before I saw him live, I used to take playing live quite seriously. I found it really stressful. I was very uptight about getting everything right and making sure everything was on key. And he kind of maybe slightly taught me that it's actually just fun. This is all meant to just be a load of fun. That's what music is. And now I play live and I absolutely love it.
And I've read that you're a big poetry fan.
I do love poetry, yeah.
Who inspires you?
T.S. Eliot is probably my favourite poet. And then obviously like Sylvia Plath and a bunch of people like that. To be honest, I've got a lot of poetry books and they're all just really old poetry books from this place in Covent Garden. I can't remember half their names. They're all random poems in the whole book. And I just open it up every other day and just read a poem. And then, you know, you might hate it, might love it, but I think the words are quite beautiful.
Do you ever write your own poetry?
I do, yeah. I did some spoken word at an open mic night the other day, which
oh, really?
Was quite funny. I was so nervous. I didn't normally get that nervous to go on stage, but it's quite different doing spoken word.
I guess you haven't got a guitar to hide behind.
I know, it's weird. It's just quite, I'd never done it out loud before. I write it at home all the time, but something I definitely want to do more of, to be honest.
And I guess talking out loud to people is very different to singing out loud to people.
Yeah, it's weird because you still have to almost perform, you still have to give a show, but really you're just speaking. It's just kind of new ground to me, so.
So you'd be back behind the guitar before you do your next
probably.
Poetry song.
I might keep the poetry to my bedroom.
You've just released Park, which is your new EP. What are your hopes for 2017?
I just finished writing my album just now, so it's all kind of done and just a few things to add and take away, all that stuff. So hopefully that's going to come out early next year, kind of springtime. Then, yeah, do some more gigs, go on tour, be a musician, really. That's my hopes for 2017. This next song is called Life Worth Living. Put his hands on my face, the kind of touch that made me chase him down like it was true love. So tear me up, tear me down, ooh, like it was true. Oh, every word that he was saying, I got a grip to keep me staying. I'm like, oh Lord, pull me in and let me go. I should have known the first time you played with me like I was a devil. And I played with you like you were just a man. Wanna lay with you, but I'd never bet from your love. These are the days. Take what you need, darling. And I'm just here for you. Give me your love and physical affection. Give me the worst of you, the whole of you, to take me to the heavens. Give me the best of all the greatest. You make life worth living. You make life worth living. Babe, I know you're not shy. It's not the first you got me high on expectations. Got a thing for letting me down. It's not always around when I want you to stay with me, make me feel better. It's not a day when I'm not thinking of you. So do you think of me when times are feeling weathered? It's your love, it's your game. Take what you need, darling, I'm just here for you.
the best of all the greatest. You make life worth living. You make life worth living. Am I the highest when you're gone? Give me a golden garden song. But when I'm crazy and I'm lost, you calm me down, down. Take what you need, darling, I'm just here for you.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Laurel, and her EP Park is out now on Counter Records. Laurel is currently touring the UK with a handful of European dates over the summer. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Next week, we'll be joined by British pop singer Francis, but for the time being, thanks for tuning in.
You make life worth living.